If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For Berger, and he has the Rangers in front 2-1.
One of our absolute favorites, Jake Berger, going deep for the second time in the game. Home run, and he gets the home run call of the day, thanks to Dave Raymond. Excellent call by Dave. Jake, awesome home run. Went back down the minors, got some things straight, and now he's on his way. On his way to a great season, and just a great human being, Jake Berger. We appreciate him. Well, we appreciate everybody at BB Isn't Boring, at BB Isn't Boring. Appreciate everybody in the Baseball Isn't Boring family, and the guy who's come on quite a bit, who we truly appreciate, is Lucas Giolito. And when Lucas comes on, we tend to talk about a lot of things. Only a fraction of them have to do with baseball. And today is sort of along those lines, because we just talk about what it's like to be entertained in this world. Obviously, he comes from the entertainment background, his family, a bunch of actors. But it's not really about that. It's just about a smart guy who has perspective of a lot of things when it comes to the world of entertainment. And in this case, we talk about the entertainment of baseball broadcasting, what that's like, where that's going, how he views it. Then we get into sitcoms, then we get into movies, then we get into actors, then we get into directors. But I think it's, every once in a while, it's just good to pause and just have two guys sitting around saying, you know, what is it like to be entertaining these days of attention, short attention spans, and the different worlds of is it worthwhile to actually go to a movie theater and eat popcorn, or should I just stay home and open up my computer and be entertained through Netflix or whatever it is? I mean, that's just a fraction of what we're talking about. It's just two guys talking, to be perfectly honest with you. And sometimes those are the best podcasts. I appreciate everybody listening, rating, reviewing, subscribing, all of this stuff, all the good stuff. At BB Isn't Boring. Thank you, producer Evan, for doing such a good job. All right, here you go. Here's two guys talking about what it's like to be entertained in this world of entertainment. Myself and Lucas Giolito.
Guess what, Lucas?
What's up?
Who would I rather be talking to right now?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody than Lucas Giolito. So we have talked in the past about cinema, about shows. But, you know, as a baseball player, you have the opportunity, whether you're on the road or whatever, this is your escape. It's always been your family's in the industry, so mm-hmm. You're a good person to talk to about it anyway. But also, I think that you have a nuanced way of looking at shows. And all right?
Okay.
Okay. I do, so I want to get into your sort of take on, because I was thinking, like, the passing of Norm from Cheers start making me think about it. You hear about that?
Norm,
the character Norm, George Wendt. He played, you ever watched Cheers, the show?
Oh, no.
Way before
I'm
your
not
time.
A sitcom guy,
you're
but...
Not, so perfect. Okay, we get yeah. in the sitcom. All right.
Sure.
All right. But before we do, I want to talk about the baseball and broadcasting of baseball. You were up with us a little bit in spring training. I can talk about this all day long, because I think, like, especially since the pandemic, it's changed, like, how people consume things. Mm-hmm. You get a chance once in a while to see broadcasts of baseball, how they're presented, It's not like it was 10 years ago. It's not like it was 15 years ago. But for you, where do you think the baseball broadcasting is going? And I know this isn't sitcom and movies, but still, it's viewing something. Like, in terms of how do you think that it should be presented, how it is being presented, and how it maybe needs to change?
Oh. Huh?
I start with attention
spans.
How
is it different than it used to be?
Attention spans. I think attention spans.
No. I know attention spans in general are going down, especially the younger generation. You know, that's studies have been done, like TikTok right. and algorithms are, like, doing stuff to kids' brains. But how, you tell me, how has a baseball broadcast changed from, like, 10, 15 years ago?
I think it's become more conversational than ever before. So, in other words, you know, you had the, here's the pitch, and blah, 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 blah. Here's the pitch, white noise, here's the pitch, blah, blah, blah. And then, obviously, they're desperately trying to find a way to integrate all this analytics, which a lot of people know about, but a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah.
So you're trying to do that as well. So anyway, that's my take.
There's definitely a lot more talk about the analytics. And it's like, oh, he threw that slider and it does this. I feel like the announcers are explaining it a lot of the time. Whenever analytics gets brought up, there will be, like, you know, 20 seconds dedicated to this is what that's, vertical movement
isn't
means.
That the problem, though? You know?
Yeah. Man.
It's not an easy solution.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I've always seen baseball broadcasts as, like, they are what they are. I think that the personalities of the two guys or ladies, whatever, in the booth are what kind of makes it, right?
But that's what I mean. It's personalities, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's entertainment. It's conversational.
Yeah. The ability to carry on a good conversation. Like, and then also, like, how the team's doing, I think, has something to do with it. Because it's like, if there's a ton of blowouts, then you have to find, like, some interesting stuff to talk about. You know, I was in Chicago for many years, and Steve Stone and Jason Benetti had a kind of funny back and forth that they would do a lot of the time. It was like their shtick, and I thought it was pretty good.
So
I think that the broadcast, I actually believe, like, the broadcasts, like Nesson, for example, like that broadcast, or, you know, whatever regional sports network broadcast where it's like the same two people in there, the color and play-by-play that, you know, have a developed relationship, like, those are more entertaining than the national games.
National, because they're thrown together.
The national games are thrown together, and it's, you know, much more surface level. Whereas, you know, the guys at Nesson are going to have more details about, you know, certain storylines or things that
also,
each player is
going
through.
Doesn't it come back to, though, like, sort of, like, you want to... And I'm anxious, you can disagree with me, but I was like, I want to feel like these people are sitting on the couch next to me commenting. And I think that's more so than ever. You know, I think it's like when you were growing up, you grew up in the area of Vin Scully, which is,
yeah.
Like, Vin Scully was almost hypnotic how good he was.
Yes.
I mean, that's an outlier.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
But you just want to, be able to say, hey, like, these guys are just talking and entertaining. And because if you aren't, you're going to tune it out. If you're not, this is maybe my way of morphing into sitcoms and movies, but if you're not entertained in this world, you're moving on to the 50,000 million other things.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, that's where it's going with, like, a lot of more old school media and entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I think that with, like you said, the lower attention spans, you have a lot more interest in, like, short form content, like TikToks and whatnot, versus a baseball game, which, you know, the league has done everything in their power to make our game shorter and quicker.
Yeah.
Which has kind of worked, I think. But I don't know, baseball's kind of a slow burn, and it's like, that's the type of thing it is, so...
Do you have a hard time watching a baseball game?
Mm.
It's okay. If
not
do.
Really.
No.
I think that I view baseball differently than like a normal fan would.
Okay.
For me, it's like when I'm watching it, it's like I've watched so much of it. And I have, like, a certain level of understanding of certain things that are going on, especially, like, the pitching side, that it's much more, like, analytical viewing.
It's what you do, yeah.
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 Then, as far as, like, watching baseball to be entertained, I don't really have that.
No.
I don't know if I ever really did.
To be entertained.
Yeah, going to a game was entertaining for me as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, going to a Dodger game or an Angel game. I wasn't a big fan of like watching baseball on TV as a kid.
Yeah.
When pitchers that I admired were starting that day, I would tune in.
Okay.
But I didn't have a team I rooted for growing up. I wasn't like a Dodger fan.
By the way, this may be a whole different podcast, but having the pitchers, and I know baseball is desperately trying to do that. I was like, hey, we got the Giolito ticket. You know, we got the crochet ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is like, okay, that gets you in the door. That makes you want to, you know. Anyway, that's another conversation. But when it comes to attention span, I think that we're agreeing on the same thing. I think we're agreeing, like, it has to be entertaining, more entertaining than ever, because, like you say, you mentioned TikTok. It's going to come and it go. You have a million different other things. You're moving on. You're swiping. I mean, even when you're swiping, you're like, I'm going to spend 2 seconds on this or I'm going to spend 10 seconds.
Yep.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and baseball's not designed like that.
Yeah.
It never has been, so... you know, at a certain point, I think that it's going to have its base. It's going to have its fans. It's going to have people that are interested. And, you know.
Yeah. Just trying to be as entertaining
what you're
as
doing.
Ever.
Yeah. I mean, they like to do little things for that. Like, the entertainment aspect. Like, they like to do the mic up a dude on the field.
You like that?
And I'm indifferent to it.
You pay $10,000.
Yeah, I'm indifferent to it. I've never been asked. I don't know when they ever asked. They don't ask pitchers to do that in the All-Star game, maybe. But
yeah,
no, they do stuff like that. Don't move. It's fine.
Okay.
I don't really have a solution. You can't change this game too much. Like it is what it is.
Yeah, and again, but we have to be aware of it, and that's why I mentioned the broadcast thing, because I don't think we can just roll out the same stuff and say, "Hey, everybody accept it." You know,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's a challenge, whether it's the analytics stuff. You said it yourself. Like, it takes like 20 minutes to explain F4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, but you know it's important.
Yeah.
But you're going to lose people while you're explaining the F4. That's a problem.
Yeah. The stats and stuff, that's for a different kind of fan. Again, I wasn't that growing up. I didn't care about stats.
What was the coolest thing when you went to an Angels game, say?
Rally Monkey.
See, that's my point.
I went to the World Series in 2002.
Yeah.
Angels Giants.
Yeah.
The Rally Monkey was sick.
I was like,
I was like eight years old, nine. That was awesome.
But isn't that, that's what hits, right?
Yeah, Rally Monkey hit.
By the way,
Dodgers games, you know, the Dodger dog and, I don't know.
But that's why people scream and yell about Sweet Caroline here.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Caroline's a classic.
But that's what I mean. It's like the old school Rally Monkey.
You have to do it forever.
Right. But the problem is that people say, well, you're down 10-2. Why are you saying it's so good? It's so good. But I think people who sit...
It's just a tradition.
Yeah. People sit in the stands and they're like, this is, I'm looking forward to actually doing this. And then I'm leaving right after.
Yeah. I remember my first time here as a visiting player and like the eighth inning Sweet Caroline and I got chills.
Did you
awesome.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sitting over on that side.
All right. There you go. This is an expert segue. What was your favorite sitcom growing up since you didn't know Cheers? By the way, and so sitcoms are like, in case people forget what sitcoms are.
Curb Your Enthusiasm count as a sitcom?
Not really.
No. So Curb Your Enthusiasm is my favorite comedy show.
That's because it was taped in your neighborhood.
That's not the reason All why. Right. It's because it's hilarious. But Curb Your Enthusiasm is my favorite comedy series.
Ever.
Ever. By far.
What was your favorite episode? The dinner party?
Dinner party is really good. I can't remember right now.
That's okay. Go ahead.
And then I enjoyed The Office, The American Office.
Yeah.
I liked How I Met Your Mother.
Okay. All right.
I watched that when I was younger. But that's really it. I didn't really watch any other sitcoms.
No, and we've already documented that you were not really aware of, you know, your family lineage at Seinfeld or whatever. And so obviously it makes sense that you didn't know about Cheers, because Cheers was, it really went Cheers, Seinfeld.
Friends?
Kind of. I want to say The Office. I don't even believe Friends. But yeah. Okay, I'll give you Friends and then Office, and then went from there. Did you ever go?
The Office isn't filmed like a sitcom, though. It's like the Office was doing that kind of like mockumentary style, yeah. Which like what else? What other big show did that?
Modern Family. Yeah.
So it's like half sitcom, but well, it's shot differently.
And the other thing, so did you ever go to watch a sitcom filmed?
Never.
You didn't. Do you ever go to like a movie set?
When I was like a baby.
That was.
Yeah. I went. The only thing I remember really of going somewhere with my mom was when she had to do voiceover like looping for Collateral Damage.
Okay. Which we've documented.
Yeah. It's like, because, you know, the audio or whatever is not up to snuff when they captured it during the shoot, so you go in and you say your lines.
Right. So, okay, so we've established sitcoms and where that's going. But really, like, we had talked about movies before, and it comes back to the attention span, it comes back to people being lazy, and it comes back to, like, why can't we just go anymore and say, I'm going to go allocate 2 hours to go drive to a movie theater and watch a movie. And I just think that, and I'm guilty of this. I used to watch movies all the time. You're a big movie by yourself guy, right? I think, didn't you say that?
By myself, usually I go with a buddy or
yeah. Well, you know, it's no shame in going to a movie
girlfriend
by
or whatever. But no, there's no shame in going to a movie by yourself. I don't know if I've ever done it, because I've always been around a whole group team, you know.
You've never gone to a movie by yourself?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It's all I do.
I don't think I have.
But my
dad does.
Yeah.
No, I think that I've always had, you know, I'm like in a team hotel, or it's like, hey, like in the group chat or whatever, hey, I'm
just go to a movie.
Go to this movie. Like, always had someone to go with, I guess.
So, like, what I was getting is, like, I basically, like, I love going to movies. I went to movies all the time. And then the pandemic hit, and every time I want to go to a movie, I'm like, let's watch it on my computer, you know, which sucks. Like, it sucks.
Yeah. It's not the same experience, especially. Okay, so the reason I haven't seen either of the Dune movies is because when the first Dune came out, I missed the opportunity to go and see it at IMAX. And then the second one came out, and I'm like, I'm not going to go see the second one because I haven't seen the first one yet. And so I haven't seen both of them, because, like, I don't really want to watch them unless it's in that full format IMAX.
Right.
So I don't know what to do now.
Well, there's probably somewhere playing. They're the movie theaters that play the old stuff. You have to sit in the lousy seats usually, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's like I want to see it IMAX, because it's like completely different. Like, I've seen comparisons of, like, shots of Dune on the IMAX screen in the full whatever aspect ratio. Yeah. I don't know the numbers. And it's like you see this really grand, amazing shot, and then it's like, oh, if you were to watch on your iPad, it looks like this.
Right.
And it's like, that's just not the same.
All right, that's fair.
So that's why I haven't seen them.
So, but you still go to movies, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the last movie I went to. Warfare.
Oh, okay. Not War Games.
No, Warfare. It's really intense action. It was directed by the guy that directed Civil War. I'm forgetting his name.
Yeah.
And co-directed by one of, I don't know if they were Navy SEALs or Army or Marines. But it was like, essentially the movie takes place in real time. It's like an hour and a half or 2 hours long. And it's like start to finish, like this mission that these guys were on. And then they're stuck in a house and they're getting RPG'd and all this crazy shit's happening.
Are you glad that you saw it in the movie theater? over
yes,
like,
but the movie theater I went to was not very good. Screen was really small. I couldn't believe it. Like, we walked into the actual theater, and me and Madalena, my girlfriend, like, we walk in, I'm like looking at the screen like, might as well have watched in the freaking house.
Can I tell you, I went to a movie theater in Scotland in November. It was literally two rows of seats. And I felt the same way.
It was like a little home theater setup.
It was, yeah. But, you know, they serve beer.
Yeah.
So, like, and, yeah, well, what's your go-to, by the way, when you go to eat?
Like?
Yeah, like Twizzlers?
Oh, so last year, living in the Seaport, when we would go to see movies, we would go to this theater that, like, has a full menu, and they, like, serve you food.
Yeah.
So I would eat, like, a whole meal.
I don't like that, though, because then you start smelling, like, the fried shrimp in the middle of the movie. It's distracting.
The old school, like, typical stuff I like to eat in movies is just, like, the buttered popcorn.
Okay.
And some sort of candy, usually like a chocolate candy, Bunch of Crunch. They have Bunch of Crunch.
All right.
Or Milk Duds or something like that.
Oh, Milk Duds. Listen, yeah. Before I stopped having carbs, Milk Duds were like, yeah, I mean, come on. Anyway, so favorite actor right now?
Damn. Favorite actor right now?
Yeah.
Robert Redford. I'm just kidding.
Why? What's wrong with Robert Redford?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to think of like a actor that's working a lot right now that I like.
Tom Cruise.
No.
I
can't think of anybody.
That's okay. Favorite director?
I'm thinking actors. I like Barry Keoghan.
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched Masters of the Air on Apple TV.
Yeah,
and
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He, not only give spoilers, but he's not in the show that long, but I like his character. What was the next question? Director?
Director.
My favorite director of all time or current favorite director?
No, whatever.
My favorite director of all time is probably Tarantino or Kubrick.
Okay. Oh, you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Full Metal Jacket.
What's your favorite Tarantino movie?
I think I have to go with Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
I also really like Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
And then I like all of his movies.
Yeah. Wow.
Inglourious Bastards, great.
Yeah.
Django, great.
Inglourious Bastards.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, great.
Yeah. Was that filmed in your neighborhood?
Probably
around
it.
You live like on Spawn Ranch?
No.
Inglourious Bastards spawned my fantasy football nickname. My name, Inglourious Bradfords.
Okay.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah.
So the last thing is, and I think we've solved a lot of the world's problems, but the point is that we have to lock in on like how people can be entertained, right? Like this is it. Like this, it's kind of driving me nuts about how people can be entertained. So if you were going to do a show, you were just talking about wanting to do sort of this.
You didn't ask for my favorite actress right now.
I said actor.
Oh, as a general term?
I've learned.
That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm the one being sexist.
Yes.
Great. But Patricia Arquette, incredible.
Ooh.
So, I mean, she's been at it for a long, long time, but recently watching Severance and went back and watched Ben Stiller's first show that he directed, Escape from Dannemora.
Yeah.
Wow, she's incredible.
Can I go ahead?
I played in Auburn, New York. Short season. It's a town built around a high security like prison, and Escape from Dannemora, I'm like, did they film this in Auburn? They actually didn't. I guess upstate New York has multiple towns like that are surrounding high security prisons.
Yep.
And they actually, in the last episode I watched last night, they referenced Auburn. They're like, oh, we're getting these COs from Auburn. They're by the book. And I was like, sitting next to my girlfriend, that's where I play baseball.
I think Batavia is the same thing. Yeah. By the way, I think this is a Tarantino movie, True Romance.
I think so.
Yeah. So she was in that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going way back.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's one of Brad Pitt's best characters / life. Have you seen True Romance?
No. Oh, I missed that
one. Oh, my goodness. Right.
Put it right on the
early
list.
And he's like, he plays a stoner named Floyd, mm-hmm. and he has a great line, don't condescend me, man. Oh, my God. Put it on the T-shirts. All right, like I said, the goal was to define the sweet spot of how we can get people right now in this weird world of media / entertainment / whatever to like lock in on the good and the bad and everything else.
Get Kai Cenat in the booth to call a game. You don't know who that is. He's like the number one Twitch streamer.
So you want to do that?
No, I'm kind of joking. I don't think it would work.
But that's the way that they're like, when Major League Baseball hears something like that, they'll do it.
I was being facetious.
But the problem is they'll do it and they'll be like, this was a really bad idea.
Yeah, no. I don't think Kai Cenat cares about baseball at all.
No. But the problem that's the thing is that they're trying to get, and it's sort of like they're trying to get that attention from that, right? Mm-hmm. The TikTok, the whatever it is, like those people. And they're like trying to integrate it. You already see it without naming names. They already drop people in booths and you're like, ugh.
I think it's important to stay true to, you can, so, okay. What do you think? I think the solution is you have to loosen up the media rights. You have to loosen up the what is it called? The regional sports. The way the blackouts, like my parents were complaining about the game being blacked out or whatever a couple nights ago or last night. Like you have to stay true to what baseball's about. Stay true to the game. Like don't do gimmicky stuff, but you have to increase access. So, yes, you can do more social media, you can promote more stuff, do more TikToks, mm-hmm. but allow other people to make TikToks or YouTube videos or whatever about baseball. I don't know if they've... I feel like I'm seeing more of that, like, in my YouTube algorithm than I used to. So, I don't know, maybe they are taking steps in that direction to kind of loosen up the restrictions that they have over, you know, having a clip of an Ohtani home run or whatever. Like,
do you know the story of Pitching Ninja about how, you know, Rob Friedman?
Yeah, of course. Like, I know he had to like jump through all sorts of hoops and
Major League Baseball basically banned him.
Oh yeah.
And then they said you can't take our highlights.
Yeah.
And then they hired him.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, don't do that. It's like, oh, here's somebody that's using our highlights, right? And they have a big following. Instead of being like, no, you can't do that, go, hey, how can we work with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
and let's grow the game together. You know, which they eventually did with Pitching Ninja, and you know, he does a great job.
That's my goal. I'm trying. I really am. So if you could do a show, you had mentioned sort of doing the food show, like whether it's a food show or whatever, if you could say, I want to do this, like I want to do this type of show, a documentary, I want to create something, I want to, maybe it's 5 minutes long, maybe it's 2 hours long, what is the thing that you want to do? Like, what is the thing that would be like the most entertaining thing for you to do? That say, I would want to do this, and it would entertain me.
Me?
Yeah, you. Like, you're a creative guy.
I haven't thought of any ideas of anything I want to do in that space.
Okay.
As far as creating something.
That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to workshop.
I know. You are workshopping right now.
But you already said it. You want to like be the Anthony Bourdain, sort of like do that sort of
thing. I would love to do like a food thing. That'd be great.
Yeah. No, it's solid.
That would be nice.
I know they will just end on this. What's the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten? Because if you're going to do a food thing, you've got to eat like, you know, things and...
I can't think of anything.
You're not afraid of oysters. You're not afraid of...
I love oysters.
Yeah, you're not afraid of, like, raw food. You're not afraid of squid. Nothing.
No. I'll eat anything.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of disgusting, like, the bugs. I've done the bugs, there's whatever.
Yeah.
So I was very indifferent to the bugs.
All right, we're going to put that on the T-shirt.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Thanks,
cool.
Man.
Thank you.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.